to That Solo Life. I'm Kieran Swim.
And I'm Michelle Kane, and this is the podcast all about that solo life. It's a podcast for solo business owners and entrepreneurs, and we happen to be in the PR and marketing business. This is the podcast of Solo PR Pro, and today we're going to talk about the origins of Solo PR Pro. And I'm going to toss it back to Karen because she was here pretty much from the beginning and she can tell you a bit more about that. And then I'll chime in on how I came to be an avid solo PR proer.
Yes. So the Solo PR Pro universe was created by Kelly Crane, who is a public relations expert out of Atlanta, Georgia. And more than a decade ago, believe it or not, Kelly, as a practicing independent public relations practitioner, realized that there wasn't a place for people who work as independent public relations, marketing, social media, communications experts to really go for information and insights and just to gather and be able to share with one another. So in the beginning, right, there was a blog, and then there was a Twitter chat that was one of the longest running Twitter chats up until last year when we stopped doing the Twitter chat. And it then grew over the years into being a bona fide membership professional community for practitioners. And so we, in our premium group, we have 24/7 access to one another through a Facebook group, and we have lots of resources. And Michelle and I were talking last year, actually, about, you know, I've been having this podcast idea and wanting to bring that support into yet another channel. We have a LinkedIn group, we have our, you know, pro group, we still have our blog, we have all of these avenues, but what about podcasting? And so the idea for this podcast is born to be able to share some of that energy and those insights with more people in a different format.
Yeah, and I think it's terrific. And really the resources is really that's your first stop at Solo PR Pro when you become a pro member. Because it's, you know, how to write a contract, you know, how to, not that we don't know how to put strategies together, but really so many resources on how to present things as a solo business owner. It's really all right there at your fingertips, you know, the get it in writing resource about agreements, how to have difficult conversations about pricing or whatever situations might come up with clients. It's such a treasure trove, and it's funny you mention, I like to say it was serendipity that brought me to Solo PR Pro. I'm an avid, for better or for worse, two-screener. So while I'm, you know, indulging in whatever brain candy at night on TV, I'm also kind of flicking through Twitter, seeing what's going on, and I tripped over a hashtagged tweet, and I thought, what is this? And it was just about the time that I was considering forming my business. And really, Solo PR Pro is the proof that I could do this. There's a whole community of other crazy people out there like me who think they can do this. Oh, wait, no, they are doing it. Oh, my goodness. So it's...
I love that.
It's invaluable. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
I think one of the things that people don't realize about our group, because now you see that hashtag, you know, Solo PR, you know, and you see it everywhere. It really is not just a hashtag. It was really started by Kelly because she, Solo PR Pro, belonged to no one. And we are the ones who, you know, created the website, the blog, the Twitter chat. And so that all, you know, now when you see that hashtag and people are using it in other ways, Solo PR Pro is actually an actual company and an actual membership group. So, but we love that hashtag is being used because that's what we're all about, is embracing. And I think one of the unique things about our community is how gracious and helpful people are.
Oh, absolutely.
It really is a group of colleagues. So it feels like the best office ever to work in without the walls and across distances. Yes. Because that's how everyone treats everyone. They treat everyone like a colleague that you really want to see succeed. And so it's very unique. I haven't run into quite that same atmosphere, not to say that there aren't other great membership communities out there. I belong to some of them myself, but it's different. It's a really different, unique group of people that feels like a family. And so
absolutely,
we love that. It's been beneficial to me, you know, even before I took over running Solo PR Pro, as I was a member right from the beginning, and it helped me to grow my business leaps and bounds and to be smarter about the things that I do. And I don't know that I would have had the confidence or the access to what I needed so quickly to be able to do that without Solo PR.
True. And the affirmation, because, you know, sometimes you can get in your own head and think, oh, I have no idea what I'm doing. And the private Facebook group has been key in being that safe space where you know, no question is stupid, and you can really, you know, be vulnerable and not have fear, you know, that someone's going to be like, oh, let me go get that client. It's like, it's just such a great collegial atmosphere. It's also great for venting, you know, working with yourself. If you have to vent about a situation, it's there for that too. And you'll also find that others have had similar experiences. So you really just don't feel as alone out there as a solo business owner. So I think anyone out there who's listening who has not yet heard of Solo PR Pro, you know, go check it out, because I think you'll find it probably one of the best investments you can make in your business and in yourself.
I agree. So let's talk a little bit about this podcast, because you don't have to be a member of Solo PR Pro to, of course, listen to this podcast. And our idea was to really be, you know, take the vibe and the culture of that group and bring it to an audio format. And so, as you can see, you know, we're not super fancy. We're pretty down to earth and pretty normal. And we wanted to address not just be your typical podcast where it's just all about business topics, but have a mixture and really kind of talk about the things that matter to us as professionals, but also that matter to us as human beings. I have a little fun with it. And so, yes, there will be, you know, sometimes some interviews with guests. There will, of course, be, you know, how-tos and information and insight, but we hope to have a little bit of fun with you too. Right, Michelle?
It's funny. I had a coffee meetup with another colleague this morning who I encouraged to join Solo PR Pro, and you know, I only met this person once before, and I said, you know, I take what I do very seriously, but I do not take myself seriously at all. So, oh yeah, we're gonna have some fun. You have to laugh.
I love that. You have to laugh, and so, you know, we plan to bring that fun. We want to make this very accessible to all of you, and, you know, share, and, you know, because that solo life is different. It's different from our brethren that are in the corporate world. It's got its own, you know, ebbs and flows and challenges and triumphs, and we want to share all of that with you.
Totally, and fun. Hope that, you
know. Yeah, so hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcast, and, you know, join us on this journey. We promise to get better at it after this first show.
We will. It's, you know, it's funny. It's when that red light goes on and you're like, oh, I'm talking now. You know, we could be just, you know, yucking it up and so cash. And then you're like, oh no, I have to be professional now. Yeah,
exactly.
We'll get in the podcast groove.
We're no different than all of you in that we typically are masterful at giving our clients these types of opportunities and doing things for our clients, but we're not accustomed to being in the spotlight. We love being
so true.
Driving the strategy, not so much in front of. So this is, you know, challenging us as well and pulling us out of our comfort zone. So thank you for supporting us.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Can't wait to go on this journey with all of you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So that's it for our first episode. We hope that you're interested and will continue to join us. Have a great Go Low Life.
Yes, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the next episode.